everybody, and welcome to Nerdy Boys Reviews. We're your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
This is your weekly nerd podcast. We give you an overview of everything nerdy that happened in the week in movies, comics, television, and news. We tell you what it all means and why you should be excited about it. So this is Nerdy Boys Presents Iron Fist. So get ready to experience the Iron Fist.
Yeah.
If you're not watching this show from Netflix, pause this podcast, go watch it and join us again for the fun. Along with that, explicit content warning, everyone. We'll be cussing and stuff, so material may not be suitable for all listeners.
Word.
Word up, bruh.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about Iron Fist Day.
Iron Fist Day.
So you should watch the entire series before listening to this, because this will be, as Scott said, a spoiler-filled review of the entire series.
Yes, sir. So, before we get into that, how are you, Christian?
You know, we both work in offices now, so we can relate to each other's pain.
Dude. Oh, I wish I could talk about it on the podcast, but unfortunately, HIPAA policy prevents me from doing so.
I can talk about all my crap.
Must be nice. You don't have HIPAA policy, though, but I do. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
When he says awesome, he doesn't mean awesome. He means the opposite of awesome. Okay. So how's your week been other than work then?
It's been pretty all right, you know, some interesting developments.
Yeah? Oh, yes, interesting developments.
Yes.
I remember these things.
That sent me into a wave of confusion.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh.
My very grandma confusing. Made lots of good food this week.
Did she? Awesome, man.
Yeah.
My boss, this is not against HIPAA policy, but it's probably against hippopotamacy? Yes. She bought me pizza today at work.
Ooh.
My boss did. I was like, yes!
Jamal but then bought I was me like, pizza yo!
Maybe they just know it's the key to the fat man's heart.
Yeah, so where I work, they just opened a Mountain Mike's, so we went for the buffet,
Lucky. And
I ate 9 pieces of pizza.
My boss bought me Pizza Guys, which I love Pizza Guys. I think it's pretty darn decent pizza.
That's all right.
That's it's why no, I said pretty darn decent.
It's no Round Table.
I mean, what is Round Table, though?
Round Table.
We're not endorsed by any of these companies, by the way.
If Round
this
Table
is
would
of
like
our
to endorse
free
us, that'd
volition.
Be neat.
What?
Any pizza place except Papa Murphy's, you go fuck yourself. Get away from our soccer team.
Right? Papa Murphy's, you piece of shit.
Yeah, Papa Murphy's Park. Eat a dick, dude.
Eat a fucking fat anaconda. Oh, man.
Oh, and we're also had some bullshit this week because Manchester United took 2 points from 2 games. Fuck off.
Yeah. Ugh. Awful, awful, awful stuff. Got anything else?
Do I have anything else? No.
Oh, just a little heads up, guys. So if you guys are listening to this podcast, chances are you will see another podcast under our name, probably labeled like Weekly Show / Power Rangers Review. Yes, that's right. We went and seen Power Rangers, and we're going to review it along with our one weekly show that returned this week. That's going to be separate from this podcast, so make sure you guys go check it out. Yes, tell us what you guys think
for sure.
Leave a review, you know, subscribe to us and whatnot. And
yeah,
follow us on the social medias, Twitter, Instagram, the Facebooks, and the Snapper Chatters.
Yeah, if you guys didn't know, I changed my Instagram name this week.
Epileptic Donnie,
just for Scott over here.
So if you guys don't know what that's referencing, go back and watch our last week's podcast, and then you have to watch it in like the entirety because it's towards the end. But then you'll understand what we're talking about. This is Epileptic Johnny. That's how it's no longer Nerdy Boy Christian. It's Nerdy Boy Epileptic Johnny.
Epileptic. Clack, 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 clack. Epileptic Johnny. Yes, that is my new name apparently.
Yes. No worries in life, dude. Don't worry about it. It's okay. Just go with it.
Yeah.
All right. But I think without further ado, we will be getting into Iron Fist.
Yeah. So before we get into like all the stuff, all the show and stuff, let's just talk about how it has very, very bad critical reviews, but is the most binge-watched show of Netflix either of this year or of all time or something.
I think quite honestly, you can make the statement of it is quite possibly one of the most polarizing shows at the moment.
Yeah, it seems so. So the thing that immediately comes to mind is Batman vs. Superman, where critics hated it and fans loved it, except for us, we hated it. But you know, if you look at like the critic scores versus the fan scores, it's only about a 30% difference. With this show, critics gave it like 18% on Rotten Tomatoes, and fans gave it like 80-something percent, which is probably the biggest deficit of anything I've ever seen before.
Right, right. And, you know, I'm of the opinion, no matter what anybody else says, what critics say, what your friends say, what your mom, your dog, your dad, your grandpa, your grandmammy, it doesn't matter what they said. Like, you know, Dwayne The Rock
Form
Johnson.
Your own opinion.
Form your own opinion. Be your own person. Go watch it and enjoy.
It's just like, this is happening when I was driving home. Daniel called me and he's trying to like bring up all these things, and I don't like arguing with him because he's just ridiculous and says the most absurd things.
Right, right,
so,
right.
Like,
as are most people.
I just said, you know better than me. I just sell propane and propane accessories. And I just kept talking to him in that accent the entire time. And he's like, dude, I don't know what you're saying. I'm like, that's all right, dude. You just fucking cousin shit. Fucking drive my car.
Okay, Bobby.
Yeah, so that was fun.
Damn,
but yeah,
Bobby,
form your own
opinion. Do it.
So, damn it, Bobby.
It's hilarious, guys. Don't worry.
So, So fans seem to have liked this show. Do you think the critics' response is as a result of the race of Danny Rand?
I think it plays a part in it for sure. I just don't know. I it's really hard to say. I see from like a review standpoint, like a critic standpoint, why they would say it's bad.
Yeah.
I do understand like where they're coming from.
Yeah. Some people, like I read some critics' review and some critics were saying it's like actual just unwatchable, which I don't agree with. But I can see where critics would have an issue with the show, especially because I think they only watched like the first 6 episodes before they wrote their upcoming reviews or whatever.
Probably.
Like
that is a likely outcome of events.
Yeah. So I think if that was a problem to them, if they were upset that Danny Rand was not Asian, then that is just them not being familiar with the source material.
Right, right. And let's talk about that because it is a hot subject.
Yeah.
On Iron Fist, you know, many people took to social media to speak on the matter of whether or not they believe that Danny Rand should be either an Oriental actor or if he should be, you know, quote unquote, you know, a white actor. You know, it was very polarizing in that manner, you know, for obvious reasons, you know, especially, you know, the Asian community feels like they're left out when it comes to
underrepresented.
Yes. Underrepresented when it comes to hero material in comic books and in movies. You know, everybody wants the hero that their son or daughter can look up to. Right. So, and they felt that due to the nature of the story and what it deals with and the whole backstory of Iron Fist, they really did feel like it should have been an Oriental actor. But if you've ever read the comics, I mean, literally my message to those people is read the comics, guys, and know what you're talking about, right? So just because, you know, and I feel like when people say that sort of thing, it's racist in nature, right? You know, people say it's racist to whitewash, right? But I feel like it's equally as racist to sit there and say, because this character is well-versed in martial art and Asian culture, the actor must be Asian.
Right. I think that you can make the suggestion that maybe it'd be kind of forward-thinking from Marvel to cast an Asian character as the Iron Fist and, you know, be able to be, you know, because quote-unquote he fits the profile, which I agree is kind of racist to say. But, you know, Marvel could have cast an Asian character, but it's not a problem that they didn't. It wouldn't have been a problem,
right.
I don't think, if they did either. But
I wouldn't have cared either way, but, you know, to the extreme people taking to social media, you know, bantering down Marvel, the writers, the producers, the directors, you know, Danny Rand himself.
Yeah.
You know, well, the guy that played Danny Rand.
Pretty much forced him off Twitter.
Exactly. And I just think it's absurd. Like, know your material. One, he's never been an Asian character ever in the story.
Right.
The Iron Fist ancestry line, that's different. Yes, it has been Asian.
Except for one guy who
was. But Danny Rand has always been blonde hair, blue-eyed, white boy.
Yeah, and that's part of that is entirely a big part of him. So, it's not a big deal, but people like to make a big deal of it. And even the co-creator of Iron Fist came out and said, "I've had enough of your bullshit, guys." You know,
right? Like, and look, let's just leave it at that, because I feel like talking about it, you make it a bigger issue than it really needs to be. I don't think it's an issue. No. I think this you know product had its own line of issues. You know, without having to deal with whether or not Danny Rand was white or Asian.
Yeah.
So let's just kind of get into it. We'll start with what the synopsis was for this show.
Yeah. The synopsis: returning to New York after being presumed dead for 15 years, Danny returns. I'm sorry.
I typed this up horribly.
But yeah, Danny returns to New York City to fight against the criminal element corrupting it and Rand Enterprises with his incredible kung fu mastery and ability to summon the awesome power of the fiery Iron Fist.
It finished well, started off bad.
Yeah.
Synopsis. See, now you know. It's not that easy to write a synopsis. Now you know.
Well, I think because I was using the talk to text thing. So.
Right, right. Okay, yeah. So I'm going to talk about his comic book origin. And then we're going to talk about how that compares, to what the Netflix series was able to achieve. So in the comic books, Wendell, Rand as a young man finds, Kun Lun, and while, there saved the ruler, Lord, Tuan. Wendell eventually left and became an American entrepreneur. He later then organized a trip back with his wife, Heather, and his son, Danny. During the trip, Danny slips off the path, causing Harold to kill Wendell. Wendell, Scar/Mufasa style. you're so funny, dude. I know you wrote that in there. I don't think this was in the official synopsis.
It wasn't,
right?
But that is pretty much what he did.
Heather is there and eaten by wolves, which Heather is his Danny's mother, by the way. Archers save Danny and bring him to Yuti, ruler of Kun Lun. Danny expresses his desire for vengeance and then is brought to Li Kun, the Thunderer, who trained Danny in the way of martial arts.
Yeah. The only real difference is the way Danny gets to Kun Lun, I guess.
Right, right. And obviously, you know, they don't... I can't just say, you know, the way he gets there. There's so many differences,
yeah.
Obviously. So, Harold wasn't there.
Right, but he was also... He was still responsible for...
The way, you know, they're in a plane compared to, you know, just hiking.
Yep.
The plane was ripped out. His mother flew out of you know, the hole in the plane, compared to you know being eaten by wolves. That's vastly different.
Right.
Danny was saved by monks in the show compared to archer warriors. You know, there are very big differences. You know, his father Wendell, never delve into the fact that he was in Kun Lun before,
right,
and trained as a warrior and then just came back. So, I mean, there are a lot of differences.
Yeah, there are. But I don't think the differences matter. You know, I think I think in its broad strokes, it's the same. You know, it's like Wendell.
Right.
When Harold is responsible for killing Danny's parents, essentially. And then Danny wants revenge, but he doesn't really in the show. But yeah, Danny ends up going, getting taken into Kun Lun, meeting UT, getting trained by Lei Kung the Thunderer, and... You know, the rest is history.
Right, right, so, right. But, so, yeah. So we're going to talk about some Easter eggs.
Yeah. Then, yeah, some of the comic book Easter eggs, like, well, just broadly from comics kind of things. His powers are pretty much the same.
Yeah, so did you think that they're properly represented in the show?
I did. They at first they weren't really explained well, but you know, like a lot of the things with this show, the further you get into it, the better things are done.
Yeah.
You know, so you know like in the comics, it's really his only his right hand, and he channels his chi, and it gives him immense power in his hand. He got his powers the same way by beating Shao Lao. You didn't really see him punch his heart into the his hand into the molten heart of Shao Lao, which gives him the power, the Iron Fist, the power, but. You know, it is pretty much the same. So,
right. Another Easter egg. is Order of the Crane Mother in comics, Crane Mother from Kunzi, which is one of the Seven Kingdoms of Heaven, which stands in opposition to Kunlun.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting because when he talked about the Order of the Crane Mother, he was saying like that's kind of where he trained a little bit.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a big difference, you know?
Yeah, obviously.
So
obviously vastly different because Order of the Crane Mother is in a completely different place than Kunlun is.
Yeah.
I think it was just one of those things where they just kind of wanted to name drop something there.
Right. And I think they're trying to point at that maybe Madame Gao is the Crane Mother. So we'll have to see. But yeah. Also, there are hints toward the original costume. He's wearing yellow and green robes when he's in Kunlun. And also, the bowl he made for Joy was yellow and green, which is kind of, yeah, maybe a thing.
No, that's not a thing. I agree with the first thing, you know. Yellow and green robes, maybe, you know, representing what eventually he will, you know, make into his costume, right, essentially. So the portal in the comic, it opens every 10 years. In the series, it's every 15 years.
Yeah.
You know, it worked in the concept of the show because of what his age was.
Yeah.
You know, they could have easily made him a tiny bit older, of course, you know, just to keep 10 years. There's nothing that really mattered in the show. So that's really not a difference that matters pretty much.
Right. Yeah. In the comics, Danny also had a chance to kill Harold, but he took pity on him, didn't kill him. Then Harold was murdered by a mysterious ninja. Joy blamed the Iron Fist. Danny then teamed up with Misty Knight and Colleen Wing to clear his name, and he fell in love with Misty Knight.
Awesome.
So pretty much similar, I mean, in the way that Danny didn't kill Harold, but Joy still blames him, pretty much.
No. What?
At the end of the series, she was talking to Davos about, you know, he was pretty much saying Danny's all, you know, the problem with everything and I can take care of him. She smiles.
Was that Joy?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
100%.
100% Tiles.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. You heard it here first.
So.
Okay. Some locations. Easter eggs was the Red Hook mentioned. Hydra once resided here. Captain America also lived here once as well.
Yep, there's also a Burke's psychiatric hospital where Danny was, and then obviously Kunlun.
Kunlun, so. Never heard of that place before. Callbacks and other references would be Clara Temple, obviously, yeah, you know, in every series thus far. And seems like it will be the connecting force to, you know, pair together the Defenders.
Yeah. Also, Jerry Hogarth back. She's Jay Money, the lawyer.
Jay Money. Yeah. Money, money, money.
So what'd you think of her being
money!
Back?
Money! I liked her in this.
Yeah, yeah. This I liked her here almost more than I liked her in Jessica Jones.
Right, right. I was gonna say the same exact thing, and even more. Well, I mean, she was in Daredevil as well, but
yeah,
yeah. We don't like Hogarth in anything else other than this. Like, this is the only thing we actually like her in. Karen Page had a little mentions.
Yeah, Danny was like, I bet Karen Page over at the Hell's Kitchen Bulletin.
So it looks like Karen. So from that reference, it looks like Karen has made a name for herself as a reporter then.
Yeah.
Because everybody freaks out. We're like, oh, you told Karen Page. So obviously there's some sort of like time lapse between, you know, the events of like Daredevil and the Iron Fist. Obviously there. Well, obviously we know that, but it seems like maybe months, even possible, even like a year or so. I don't know the exact time lapse, but we do see that it is like a cohesive universe in that respects.
Yep. The Dogs of Hell are also mentioned. They were obviously in Daredevil Season 2, and Punisher killed a bunch of them.
Yeah. There's a company name, Roxxon and Midland Circle.
Yep. Also, the method used in Season 2 of Daredevil to bring people back to life may have been what brought Harold Meacham back to life.
Yes. I do believe it's the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Because didn't that guy keep coming back to life and he got his head chopped off?
Yeah, it's very unconfirmed, but it seems to make sense.
Yeah.
Just like the next one.
The hand tried to drain Colleen, perhaps to bring someone else back, like Elektra.
Maybe.
Could be.
Yep. Madame Gao is obviously back.
She's in everything, bro.
Yeah. Well, not everything, but yeah. She was a big part in Daredevil Season 1. So.
Yes. Other Defenders mentioned. Claire says, sweet Christmas. quite a bit, actually. Writing letters to Luke, Jessica Jones, the PI Joy hired. Madame Gao refers to Devil of Hell's Kitchen and the man with unbreakable skin. Claire gives Danny one of Luke's shirts as well.
Yeah, so pretty much the connective tissue there.
The connective tissue.
The incident is mentioned again. I mean, it happened 5 years ago, but, you know, they keep mentioning it.
Yeah, I mean, they're just trying to remind us in subtle ways, one way or another, that this is a cohesive universe, from the Netflix stuff to what happens on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., for even to what happens in the movie universe as well. Yeah. Everything is cohesive. Everything matters.
Yep.
So, yes. Name on Danny's passport, John Anderson, was a neighbor of Peter Parker's in the comics. Maybe a coincidence? I think not.
They just pulled this very common name from very old comics. The Hulk was mentioned. The Lawrence, the black guy who was like took over and was like, you guys got more views than that incredible green guy.
Stan Lee in a poster in episode 13.
Yay. And under the desk when Danny was looking at the stickers, some of the Marvel characters were there. I noticed Organ Knight and Mangold. There might have been other ones, but
right.
Those are the ones I saw.
Sweet characters from both the comics at some point or another. Harold Meacham, pretty much the same, but a little bit different. Kills Wendell Rand.
Yeah, Ward Meacham was the brother of Harold in the comics, but he is the son of Harold in the series.
What? Joy, same.
Yeah, exactly the same. Like we mentioned earlier, you know, she has this complete 180 turn.
Colleen Wing refers to herself as Daughter of the Dragon. Formed a team in the comics with Misty Knight, calls Daughter of the Dragon. We have epileptic Donnie back at the task of writing stuff down for me. Wore a white outfit in fighting ring that resembled comic book costume. Sick.
Yeah. Davos, he was the Steel Serpent.
What did you think about Davos, right?
I love Davos.
I thought he was brilliant. I thought he was really good in this series.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's like when you're watching him, like, you know, if you're familiar with comics, you're familiar with the Steel Serpent and who he is, and he's like the biggest villain of Iron Fist, one of them.
Right. And you can obviously tell he's super jelly.
Yeah.
To, you know, his peanut butter.
Unlike in the series, in the comic book, he did fight Shao Lao, but was defeated. And, of course, that's one of the reasons he's jealous of Danny. But he's also, like in the series, he's the son of Lei Kung. Still the same. So
footage of Golden Age Iron Fist, Orson Randall, who could use both fists, also often used pistols and channel chi through the bullets fired.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
dude. That scene was so great, dude. I was like, oh my god, dude, this is so good.
Yeah, a lot of people are like, oh, it's not confirmed, but it's definitely Orson Randall. Like, he has both fists. He's the only Iron Fist I think that's ever been able to do that. And he got kicked out, I think, or something. Like, he stole the book of the Iron Fist when he was like in Kunlun and stuff, and like learned how to do all these crazy mystical things. But before him, there was also like a female Iron Fist who like could shoot arrows and channel chi through them.
Dude, that's like, so sick.
Yeah, it's really cool, like, what they can do. Also, UT, the ruler of Kunlun, is mentioned, obviously.
Li Kun, the Thunder, master of Danny Rand, obviously. Yeah. Obvious importance.
Scythe, in the comic books, he was a mercenary trying to claim a bounty on Iron Fist. In the show, he was one of the trials. He was the last one who had the little scythes. And, you know, at the beginning of the episode, he was murdering some dude with a microphone.
Right.
Like, yeah, he was pretty cool in the show, I think.
Yeah, and then there was Bride of Nine Spiders, one of Danny's trials as well. In comics, she uses her chi powers to control swarms of spiders.
Yeah.
This one, obviously very different.
Well, she was using, like, spider venom and stuff and, like, poking him with needles. But, in the comics, she's, like, way cooler, though. Like, she like, goes through the trial. Like, so this whole trial episode, which was probably my favorite episode of the series, was,
really?
Like, one of the things that happens when every so often all the kingdoms of heaven are on Earth at the same time. All the portals are open, and they have this big trial thing, like, and you like, champions go from place to place, and she's one of them who fought in the trials, and I just think it's one of the coolest things they did, so.
I hated that episode.
Really?
Yes. I was like, wow, so cheese, very cheese.
It was directed by Reza.
Oh. Okay, well, I mean, doesn't make it better.
No.
Zhu Cheng, drunk door. Oh, I did love this guy. This guy I fucking loved.
Yeah.
Drunk door fighter in comic, a spirit name Qi Lin inhabited Chang. It was committed to killing each Iron Fist in their on their 33rd birthday.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like this beast spirit that like inhabits different people, but like he inhabited Zhao Chang, and like it's just what he does. It just kills every Iron Fist on the 33rd birthday.
Dude, like as soon as like he was drinking and he's like talking about fighting, I was like, dude, he knows. You know, like. Like drunken fist.
Yeah, yeah, whatever, yeah, whatever, yeah, it's, yeah, called. Yeah, dude, they took a lot, like a lot of like old fighting styles from like old fighting movies and like incorporated them. Yeah. And I think they did it well, but we'll talk about the choreography, you know, a little later. Yeah. Bakudo, obviously, he was a member of the Hand in the comics, but more of a crime lord than a mystery mystic guy, like he was, yeah, in the show. So that's pretty much all the Easter eggs we have. So what'd you think? What'd you think of all those characters and stuff? Did you think they were, yeah, done well in the sense,
I thought,
of the show?
I mean, oh man, like Danny Rand, not so much. Claire Temple, I felt like was far overused. Like it made sense, like why she was in like what's his name, the, you know, fuck,
the studio, the dojo.
No, the guy. Oh my God! What is his name? You know, the guy, the black guy.
The black guy? Luke Defender. Cage?
Yes!
Oh, I was like, you couldn't think of Luke Cage.
Oh, Jesus. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, he's in prison right now.
Well, yeah, like, it made sense, like, why she was on, like Luke Cage's show so much. But, like, I felt like she was just overused in this show. Like, it was quite annoying. I felt like everybody except for like the trial people were like really well done. I hated all of them except for like the drunken fighter guy. He was awesome. The trials though, like they were really lame, really, really lame, like awful lame, like dog shit lame kind of, you know what I mean? So I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll get more into this when we start talking about the problems now. So the show starts insanely slow. There's only, yeah, about 7 episodes of story that used to stretch across 13 episodes. Just like all the Meacham stuff, like in the beginning, like the first 4 or 5 episodes, they spend way too much time at Rand Enterprises, and nobody cares about any of that, to be honest with you. Like,
right,
even in the comics, Danny only uses Rand as a means to an end. Like, he's never there.
Right, right. And I think they're just trying to make it a little bit more realistic and,
yeah,
relatable, whatever.
Like, Ward doesn't get interesting till like the 7th or 8th episode.
I
and
know.
Then
he's just like irritating at first. But like, I mean, he's just great. such a great actor, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he's written to be annoying. But
yeah,
I agree. Super slow start. Picks up. That's like the next problem would be dialogue could have been so much better.
Yeah, a lot of it was reused. It seemed honestly like they took the comic books from the 70s and they just took dialogue out of it. Like, that's how bad it was. It's just really bad comic book dialogue.
Right, right. They're like, you know, it'd be a scene. They like figure out what they need to go do. And then they'd be like, all right, Colleen, you're staying behind. And she's like, no, I'm not. I'll never leave you.
And then he's like, all right, we're all going. It's like they did like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, well, I think it was like 4 or 5.
Yeah,
honestly.
It's possible. It's possible.
It just, the dialogue, I mean, just seemed like it was lacking. I mean, the only people that I felt that really achieved above and beyond in the dialogue aspect was Ward and Harold.
Yeah, I liked Harold a lot.
Yeah, I thought like the dialogue they used
and Gao
for, yeah, like for those characters were pretty great. Joy was all right, but Danny and Colleen were just awful, awfully poorly written, poorly, poorly written.
Yeah, for the most part, like, well, like individually, like I like Colleen by herself a lot, but with Danny, it's like her dialogue just became shite.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Danny's motivation at first for returning is like super unclear. Like, you just don't know why he's there for, like, a whole long while.
Honestly, almost till, like, the
almost
10th.
The end, yeah.
Yeah, like, the 10th episode, you kind of figure it out.
But
I mean, you kind of pick up on it, like, throughout, but, like, his motivation was, like, super unclear.
Like, if they would have stated it, like, from the beginning, pretty much, like, they could have moved this along way faster. And that brings me to one of the things that I've wanted to ask you, and even you, the listeners, I want to get your guys' opinion on this. What did you think of the psychiatric thing, like the hospital? Like, To me,
it was just muddled.
It felt like it was just an excuse to waste time.
Like, yes, I agree with that.
To remove Danny from, like, honestly, this series should have been 8 episodes, and I think it would have been very
much
well done.
Better.
Yeah. But yeah, when it comes to like it felt like everything was just, they waited too long to start building, you know, and did it so slowly.
Right. They're trying to add all these intricate details that just weren't really needed. Which, you know, kind of brings me to another point. Choreography. Oh man, it was painful to watch some of those fight scenes, man. Like, real painful. Like, some of them are super well done, but then, you know, you got the classic hallway scenes that they get in every Netflix series, apparently. Like, I don't, like, it just kind of, like, annoys me at this point. It's like, you felt the need to do it again. Like, okay, dude.
Yeah,
like get it. You like hallways.
You like hallways and elevators. Right. Just, like, read the next one, too, because it kind of goes with it. So.
But, yeah, the choreography was very predictable and very boring, man. Like, and, like, I get what they're trying to do. Like, at times they're trying to do, like, you know, I'm the unbeatable Iron Fist, and I can see what your moves are doing, so it seemed like they're very planned out because, you know, so Danny was able to react to everything, you know, instinctively, but it was painfully done. It was really bad, dude. It was really bad in points. And some points, incredible. Really freaking good. Like, when he was kind of doing, like, some parkour type stuff.
Yeah.
That's when he got a little bit better. And I was like, okay, this is getting better. But then, like, you know, punch, like, kick, punch, duck, punch, punch, kick.
So I like Colleen's fight with Bakudo. I thought that was really well.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then right after that was Danny's fight with Davos, which I thought was pretty cool as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know what you're talking about, like, especially in, like, some of the earlier episodes where it was an issue. I think what happened, what might explain some of these problems is that I feel like this show was rushed.
Like, yes,
They put all these shows on a timeline, and I feel like Daredevil was first. It had the most time to get it right, you know? But now, you know, they probably didn't start Iron Fist on time. They knew they were going to make it 13 episodes, and they just didn't have the time to get all these actors properly trained, probably.
Right.
And so it just, to me, felt like the production was rushed in a way. Like it's like when I want to record a song and I don't take the time to learn it or to write it out, and then it's just like the finished product isn't very good. I just wanted to get it down. So it seems like that's what they did, you know?
Right, right. And then we got to go back and, like, listen to them, like, oh, well, maybe it should go do-do-do-do like that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, they just didn't take the time to go back and really think it all through. Maybe they're just, like, kind of time constrained. So our last point with, like, we felt, you know, is this a problem? It was, you know, it's mainly up to interpretation of the show and how you felt about it. Was the whole concept of the untrained Iron Fist, meaning, you know, like, how, you know, he didn't finish his training. A lot of times he didn't know what to do with his powers. He didn't know how to reactivate his powers, things like that. You know, and it just felt like maybe he should have been so much more, like, he should have been so much stronger than he actually was. Like, so is that concept of, like, the untrained Iron Fist, is it just a cop-out, really, at this point?
It's entirely a cop-out because they cannot claim he's untrained. He trained for 15 years. He defeated the dragon, the Shao Lao, what's it called? The immortal or the unbeatable or whatever it is, Shao Lao, the undying, he killed him, and he became the Iron Fist. He trained for 15 years. He cannot say he's untrained, you know?
Right, right. So, like, I mean, it was very frustrating, you know, like, to, you know, see one awesome moment, you know, when he's chasing down Harold in the office, and, like, he, like, charges up and then, like, ground smashes everything, dude.
Yeah,
that was, like,
that was
probably
cool.
The best representation of the Iron Fist power. Other than that, it just looked like a weird fucking glow stick on his hand half the time. We're like, okay, maybe he hit a door or something like that, but, you know, like, you don't really get the sense of, you know, he has a supernatural power or anything like that. It was poorly represented in the show, and honestly, it's just unexcusable. Like we expect a lot, guys, and, you know, let's just say that we expect a lot. And I don't feel like it was unachievable, because I think it was definitely within their grasp. And I just think that they dropped the ball on a lot of things with this show.
I feel like this show spent 13 episodes preparing you for an epic season 2.
Right. Yeah, like, exactly, dude. Like, I feel like season 2 going to be awesome. And, okay, let's also address the fact that the whole time, you're just like, let's go to Kunlun. And let's see the dragon.
Xiao Lao,
the undying. And then they show, like, a silhouette of his eyes. Yeah. And you're just like...
Where is he?
You have let me down, Marvel.
You have failed this nerd.
Yeah, exactly. Right? So, I mean...
Couldn't afford Xiao Lao?
I don't think so.
Just steal footage from Game of Thrones.
Right. Or like, you know...
Or Shaolin Showdown.
Oh, God.
Dude. That was a good show, right? Yeah, I mean, I feel like they spent way too much time at Rand Enterprises and should have put that time into explaining things like how Danny suddenly and then suddenly gained and then suddenly lost his Iron Fist powers like over and over. Like,
right.
He's like, I can't center my chi. I'm so distracted. Oh, I'm in handcuffs. Now I can break out of them because my chi is not so shitty anymore.
Like, right.
And what was
right.
the point of Bakudo showing him how to center his chi and everything, and then after that, he couldn't do shit about it. Like, he's just like, I'm so angry.
Right.
Why didn't you tell me you were part of the hand?
Exactly. So, let's move into grading. Like, what would you grade this series?
Despite the problems, you know, I think I quite enjoyed it.
Right. But what would you rate it, though?
To me, it was the weakest of the Netflix series so far.
Okay.
I would give it probably a 7.
A 7. Interesting.
Yeah.
So I mean you can honestly feel like it's a bad product and still enjoy something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, if that makes any sense to you guys, like, you can still enjoy something but still rate it like low, you know what I mean? So like, I would rate it like a 6.2. Like, it was, there's so many problems with it, like, you know, I mean, not so much like plot wise, I don't feel like, but like, I mean, just things that happen and being rushed, and I feel like it wasn't exactly a finished product really. And it's just, there was a lot of problems with it, guys. So I do believe it's worth watching, and I'd probably watch it again and again and again and again.
Yeah. Overall, I think the best word is disorganized, maybe, you know?
Yes. Disorganized, like, and disappointing.
Yeah. I mean, We expected a lot of the show to begin with, and that could, you know, that could be an influence on our final grades of it. But overall, you know, I think both of us enjoyed the show quite a bit, even the slower episodes. But at times, it's just like, okay, well, where is this going? You know, and when it picks up, it's really good. You know, and it starts moving and moving, and you're like, wow, this is really good. But why did it take until like episode 7 or 8 for it to do that?
Yeah, and I agree with that. And you can't overlook facts like that. You can't just say, oh, well, since it ended strong, I'll give it a better grade. No, you should be looking at the entire product and realize that it's okay. It was a letdown.
Yeah, you can't just wait certain episodes more than others. You know, like, this isn't CW where you have filler episodes and things like that. This is a Netflix series where you have the time to just get it right and do it all in one bunch of things. You know, it's one story over 13 episodes.
Exactly.
It doesn't feel like that, though. It feels very disjointed, and it doesn't. It just feels like you're watching 10 minutes of story in 6 episodes and then you pick up after that, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So I just wanted to tell everyone, just real quickly, leave it up to you guys. If, you know, with these Netflix series, we're trying to do them as a whole season compared to, you know, splitting it out to 13 weeks, obviously would take far too long. And, you know, we have a lot of other shows to cover, movies and et cetera, things to do. So we do them as a season whole. Anybody that's have listened to our reviews before know this arc. Oops, sorry. But if we ever miss something that you really wanted to hear us talk about, feel free to hit us up on social media on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or Snapchat. We also have an awesome website designed by Christian himself, www.nerdyboysreviews.com. There's plenty of places where you can comment like, hey, review this part of Iron Fist, please.
Yeah.
And we'd gladly readdress it on a different podcast, you know, because obviously we're going to leave certain things out, you know, or just feel free to just message us and we can give you a direct answer back as well. If you just want to know our opinions on it. So.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you guys want to know, hey, why didn't you talk about Bakudo that much? Who knows?
Who knows? Anyways, I think that's going to wrap up our Iron Fist podcast, right? Right? Yes.
I'm centering my chi.
I'm centering my chi.
Oh, wait. We have to talk about the ending.
What? Oh, yes. They.
So they went back and Kun Lun somehow fell off the mountain.
The gate closed.
No, the gate was open. Kun Lun was missing off the mountain. Maybe the gate closed.
The gate closed.
But there were a bunch of dead hand ninjas outside.
People were trying to get in through the gate, but that archway was the gateway, and it has now disappeared. It's gone. The gateway is closed. That's what that represented.
Yeah, but it looked like, so when they showed the mountain before, the Kun Lun was there, but it looked like it was just a big black spot that was like, it fell off the mountain.
No, because remember, Kun Lun is a mystical city that only the worthy are allowed in, right? And so every 10 years, the gateway opens to Kun Lun. Not like a physical, it's not like, okay, so imagine, like, I'm trying to like describe it to you guys. It's not like it's like a mountain way that you can see the city on the other side of the gate. Then like you got to wait 10 years for that gate to open. No, it's literally a mystical gate. I mean, a mystical city that appears every 10 years.
Yeah.
That's what it means by the gateway is opened. The whole city appears
on Earth.
On Earth for like a certain amount of time. It's every not 10 like Narnia. Years. Well, actually, kind of is.
Well, but you have to walk through a portal, like, essentially to get to Narnia.
Well, yeah, but, you know, in aspects. But now that leaves us with, you know, Danny and Colleen stranded on a mountainside.
Where I'm sure they'll have lots of sex.
Yes, lots of snow sex. and that's pretty much where it leads us into season two. They have... you know, successfully defeated, well, not completely defeated because, you know, Gao's still out there. So we'll have to see what that, what kind of goes with that.
Seems like she's helping Davos, I guess, manipulate Joy, and they're going to go after Danny and defeat the Iron Fist or try.
We'll see. We'll see.
But yeah, the next time we'll see Danny is in The Defenders, which comes out on August 18th.
Right. So. All right, guys. So that's going to wrap us up for Iron Fist. As always, make sure you guys are following us on all our social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. We also have this awesome website designed by Christian himself, www.nerdyboysreviews.com. Lots of stuff on there. There's a blog section. There's some other stuff on there. Go check it out. It's really awesome. Let us know what you guys think about the website.
Please.
We're not going to do shout-outs on this podcast. We'll do that on our regular podcast. So make sure you guys are staying tuned for the other podcasts as well. Go check us out. We're on a variety of places. We're on podbean.com, iTunes, Google Play Store, Stitcher. Anything else? There's like one other one. I never remember what it is though.
It's all right. We're on everything.
Yeah, we're on just a lot of different platforms.
Google us.
Yes, Google us. Look for the other podcasts. Should probably be titled something Power Rangers. All right, guys, that's going to do it for us. We are your host. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
Here at MBR, we got one simple message for you, and that's stay nerdy, boys.